Good evening, I'm Angino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. Great having you here. This is a very special hour. If you know someone who is experiencing back pain, and I mean severe back pain, not something that a couple of Advil will take care of. I'm talking about excruciating pain that's the result of bulging, herniated, degenerative discs. You know someone, maybe it's you. You've gone through all different phases of trying to get care and treatment. You've tried physical therapy. You've tried yoga. You've tried chiropractic care. You've tried pain management. And now the doctors are telling you we've pretty much exhausted all there is for you to do, and all there's left is surgery. And the idea of going through surgery is something that just terrifies you. The last thing you want to do is surgery. And guess what? There is still reason for hope. And the man who's about to bring it to you is Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. The phone number is 412-906-9600. Dr. Rafferty, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you on, sir.
Mangino, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Why is it that you're able to give people hope when everything else has failed?
Mangino, the key is that what we're doing at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is we are actually fixing the problem, and we are allowing the disc to heal. When patients find out that they have a disc issue, unfortunately for the disc patient, all the treatments that they're going to be offered and all the treatments that they've tried have been geared towards pain relief. In other words, they were never designed to fix the problem or heal the disc. And for the last 14 years, the Disc Institute has been able to help patients fix the problem, heal their disc, and turn their situation around once and for all.
Talk about the healing process, this idea that the discs can be healthy once again. Because what people have heard all this time as they've been seeking care is, we're just going to figure out some way of being able to minimize the pain. And even with surgery, it's not about bringing discs back to health. This idea that they can be healthy again, why? How can they be healthy again?
The reason why we're able to do what we do is the medical engineering and technology that's now available. What happens to all disc patients, at some point, they traumatize the spinal joint, and from that point forward, the physiological mechanism that's designed to deliver circulation to the disc no longer is functioning properly, and therefore the disc, because it's living tissue, if it's not receiving the circulation that it's designed to relieve, all your discs in your spine are living tissue, just like all other tissue of your body. But most people don't realize the disc is avascular, meaning it doesn't have vessels. So there's a mechanism designed to deliver this circulation, and when that's disrupted due to trauma, from that point forward, the disc without circulation begins to break down, and eventually you get bulging, herniation, et cetera, all those other conditions.
Dr. Richard Rafferty with us of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number is 412-906-9600 if you are experiencing this type of pain that is practically debilitating. I mean, Doctor, so many people who have come to you, I mean, in absolute worst-case scenarios, and you've been able to put them on the program and help them experience a healthy lifestyle once again. Can you give us some examples of how some people have come to see you and then after going through the treatment program have then been able to go on afterwards?
Well, the beautiful thing is when we can help somebody, when they're a good candidate for our program, we have a 98% success rate, which is backed by two third-party research companies. So two third-party research studies. But basically, what ends up happening is when you rehabilitate the joint and you get the physiology back, the patient's disc will then begin to heal. The tissue, that living tissue of the disc, will stop dying and begin to heal as it receives circulation again. So what ends up happening is, I always kid around that nobody comes to us first. Everybody exhausts everything, like you were saying, And we even have a lot of patients that have had surgery, but we take that on a case-by-case basis. But we are able to help patients, even if they've had surgery, as long as they're a good candidate, we can expect excellent results, fix the problem, and allow the disc to heal.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, once again joining us, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, the website pittsburghdiscinstitute.com, the phone number 412-906-9600. Dr. Rafferty and I have been friends, oh my goodness, pushing 10 years now. But you're not going to need to just take our word for this. A couple of patients that have gone in to see Dr. Rafferty and have had tremendous success, as always, with every visit that Dr. Rafferty has with us. There's always individuals, different individuals that come on, not the same one over and over and over again, but it's every show, it's two different people who have gone through the program and have had great success. We'll talk to Tony and Jesse in this hour. We'll come back with more in a moment. I'm Angino, KDK Radio.
Once again, I'm Angino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. Dr. Richard Rafferty is with us of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number is 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. The website is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. And the treatment method is intradisc neutrosis. And, Doctor, you just talked a little bit about this, and we're going to get Tony here in a moment. But you have a 98% success rate, and you've had two different third-party research studies to demonstrate this. Can you explain this to everyone?
Well, we were getting, as we were introducing our program to patients and we were having success, we had a lot of happy patients, we had a lot of testimonies, but we knew bringing something forward into the medical realm, we had to have research. That's what makes you legitimate. So we hired a third-party research company. And they came in, and basically in a clinical setting, what they do is they pull your files at random, and they check on your results. And we were keeping a lot of statistics and everything together, but the researchers put it all together. And they're the ones that came to us and told us that we had a 98% success rate. So we were really excited about that. So basically our patients were reporting being 75 to 90% improved in how they were feeling and functioning compared to when they started the program. And we also told them that we had a lot of patients by this time that had been out of the program for a while, and they were still doing well. So they said, great, we'll do another study. We'll call it the durability study, and we'll see, you know, what's happening there. So they called patients that had been out of the program for at least 3 years, and when they came back to us, they said 96% of those patients were as good as, if not better than they were when they left the program 3 years earlier. So they had called patients that had been out of the program for 3 years, and they were still doing well. And so the point is that this physiology that's lost due to trauma, when you restore and repair and rehabilitate that joint so that it functions normally again and provides circulation for the disc will heal. It's living tissue. The body wants to heal, but you have to give it back what's missing.
Now, in conversations that we've had before, we've talked about how you have the initial healing that occurs once the program is completed, and then the healing continues for some time afterwards. So I'm guessing you weren't surprised at all by the research studies that found that long-term people were still doing better and better.
Yeah, that's a great point, because our whole premise is based on the physiology, and the physiology is that this pump mechanism is designed to take care of the disc, to deliver circulation, to take care of the disc and allow the disc to heal. Research tells us that the disc is living tissue and it has mechanisms built in to take care of it. And most importantly, the mechanism is for self-repair. So yeah, we weren't that surprised, because we knew that once we got that mechanism functioning again, the body's own ability to heal and repair and take care of the disc was back on the job.
Once again, I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number is 412-906-9600. The website is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Doctor, what are the benefits of going to the website?
We have a lot of testimonies on there, for one. We have a lot of other good information. One of the things that we always recommend is if you scroll down to the very first page that comes up, the homepage, about halfway down, there's a great video. It's about 9 or 10 minutes long that explains this physiology that I'm talking about and how the disc is designed to heal and to regenerate. So that's one of the things I'd recommend. And of course, we have some old radio shows if you would like to listen to some of those, and some other research to give you an idea of the adverse effects of spinal surgery, and also the adverse effects and possible side effects of epidural injections.
Dr. Rafferty, when it comes to this initial consultation, I've been giving out the phone number, 412-906-9600. What can people expect as they make that phone call and talk to your staff?
Well, first of all, you'll really like my staff. They are really great people, and they truly care, and they're going to really make it a good experience for you. They're going to ask some questions. We can't help everybody, so we're going to screen some things initially in the phone call. What we've done is we keep the initial two visits at no charge. So the first visit will be a chance for one of my assistants to gather a lot of information about what you've been going through, what you've tried. They'll also gather your MRI, or if you don't have one, I'll order one for you. And then I'll evaluate all that information and determine if you're a candidate. And if you're a candidate, then we'll invite you back, again, at no charge, for another visit where I'll explain to you exactly what we're doing, what the problem is, what went wrong, talk a lot more about the disc and the physiology and the problem itself, and then we'll get into what it takes to fix the problem. And then you can decide for yourself if it makes sense to you and you'd like to move forward and do the program. It's up to you.
Doctor, this idea of the physiology that you talk about and the common medical standard of practice is different than what you're offering. But at the same time, you've had a number of medical professionals, from high executives within healthcare, the doctors, nurses, others within healthcare, that have gone through the program, heard you and explained the physiology about how the disc can heal again, and have had tremendous success. Can you talk about that too?
Yeah, it's always great when we have nurses and doctors and other professionals, you know, do the program. They appreciate the fact that I take the time to explain to them some things that a lot of other times nobody takes the time to explain it to them. I even take the time to help patients understand and look at and read their own MRI so that they can see what they're looking at and it makes sense to them. And a lot of times that's the first time that a patient gets the chance to see their MRI. But yeah, we've had a lot of doctors and nurses, and they appreciate it, and they're just very grateful that something like this is available here in Pittsburgh.
Why do you think it's important? Why do you feel it's important to show the patient the MRI and what it is that you're intending to do, all the details that you would otherwise give in that presentation?
I think it's really important. It empowers the patients so that they understand, you know, how, first of all, what the problem is and how they ended up where they are, but they also understand what it takes to fix it. And it's important to understand, you know, a little bit about what's going to take place, you know, how long it takes and all those things. But I think it's really important to finally understand why your life is so miserable, and how the disc tissue is touching the nerve tissue, and how that creates all the misery that they're experiencing.
Yeah, and if the key is what's causing the pain is that tissue from the disc touching the nerve, and everything that's out there is about managing that pain, and even the surgery isn't about fixing the problem, it's just cutting away some of that material, then eventually the disc's going to get worse, if I understand this correctly, doctor, and then you're going to have that issue reoccur once again, correct?
Yes, and that's the real disappointment, is so many times patients, they've tried everything, like you said earlier, and they're hoping that for surgery is finally going to be their answer, and they end up, so many times they end up disappointed. We've all known loved ones or neighbors or friends that have made that choice and really have to live with the unfortunate outcome that so many times it offers. And it really is exciting for a lot of patients to realize that they truly can avoid that surgery and get their disc to heal and turn the situation around once and for all.
I love the idea that we're talking about healing. The same way you go to the doctor when you have a broken bone, it's about healing it. The same way you go to the doctor when you have a cut and there's a stitch, it's about healing it. Dr. Rafferty is about helping you get your discs back into position to heal themselves once again. And if you want to find out more, avoid the possibility of surgery, then please call the number 412-906-9600. That's 412-906-9600. Here's the website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. If you have an MRI, fantastic. If you do not, he'll help you get the MRI that you need to make that complimentary MRI evaluation to see if this is right for you. Once again, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, 412-906-9600. More with Dr. Rafferty after news on KDK Radio. Good evening, I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. Dr. Richard Rafferty is my guest. He is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, and he is with the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. It is all his. The phone number is 412-906-9600. If you are suffering from severe neck or low back pain, pain that goes down your arms or maybe even your legs, you're dealing with sciatica, then you need to make the phone call, 412-906-9600. You've tried just about everything, and that's what doctors say. So oftentimes they contact him after trying everything else first. And if that's where you are, why put it off any longer? There have been hundreds and hundreds of people, if not thousands, that have benefited by going to the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And I believe it is in the thousands by now, just in this location alone, not to mention the other locations as well, up in Michigan and in the Minnesota region too. You have been able to help people, and it's really fascinating to me the distances people will travel to be able to get the relief that you have to offer, and they say it's worth every single mile they go.
Oh, it's been exciting. We've had patients from all over the country. We had somebody from Alaska. We just recently had a patient from Washington State finish the program and did real well. We had Jesse was going to call in tonight, and he, I guess we're having technical difficulties. He was from Ohio, and he actually came and stayed with relatives nearby so that he could do the program. And then he and his wife stayed nearby with relatives, and then they went. We had a gentleman from upstate New York. We've had them from all over. It is exciting. And the thing that's interesting, and I tell patients this, when you're fixing the problem and you're rehabilitating the joint and you're getting the physiology back, the nice thing is once you're finished with the program, there's no need for maintenance. You don't have to continue to see, you don't have to continue to come in for more treatments, etc., because your physiology is back. And remember that physiology is designed to take care of the disc, and most importantly, it's designed for self-repair, to take care of the disc and heal the disc ongoing. So that's one of the nicest things. You put in the time, you do the program, and then your body takes over and does the rest.
And so when you say your body takes over and does the rest, once you get the body into a position to heal itself, are you saying just simple things like walking and going about our daily lives then causes that pump mechanism to work the way that it was designed to, and then we're not going to have the disc problems again, providing we don't injure the discs once again at some point?
Well, that's the thing is unless you have another trauma to the joint, your body will take care of the disc from that point forward. So remember, it took a trauma initially to shut down that pump mechanism to lock up that joint with scar tissue, et cetera, so it could not pump and deliver the circulation. So when you take the time and rehabilitate that joint, mm-hmm. then you can take care of the disc ongoing. And we always tell our patients, you know, if something happens and you do get in a trauma, call us. We'll help you through it, and we don't charge. So we've had patients that got an auto accidents and had bad falls, and we found that if we bring them in and we work with them for a week or two, we can prevent that joint from locking up again.
Is there an age that is too old or too young that can benefit from this?
Well, what's interesting is in Pittsburgh alone, we've had 11 patients in their 90s do our program and do very well. So age really doesn't have anything to do with it. We have a lot of teenagers. And it's interesting because a lot of times patients are told that if you, see a bad disc on your MRI or you're having a disc issue, it's because of your age. That just happens to your disc as you get older. And when you really understand, that's one of the reasons why I take the time to explain things to patients so they really understand that age doesn't really have anything to do with it.
No.
That's why when you can have a sports injury
we appreciate
in your teenage years, or you could fall off of your bunk bed when you're 10 years old, and you know by the time you're 14 or 15, you have a bulging disc. So it can happen at any age. Yeah.
So you said you have people who are in their 90s. Many people are told it's age. The reason why you're having disc problems is just a common occurrence with age. You're going to have parts of your body fail. Why is that not true?
Well, it's interesting because when you understand that the physiology is designed to take care of your disc all the way through your life, it's interesting, those patients in their 90s, just like many of the other patients, when you look at the MRI, you'll see the bad discs, maybe one or two or so. But when you see the other ones, they're healthy and they're thriving and taking care of themselves. And again, how old are they? They're in their 90s, yet the discs are healthy. So it really doesn't make sense to say that it's age. It really doesn't even make sense as far as you really have to understand the physiology.
Dr. Richard Rafferty is with us with the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Here's the phone number, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. The website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. We'll have more with Dr. Rafferty in a moment on KDKA Radio. Once again, with me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number to call the Disc Institute, 412-906-9600. If you are dealing with severe neck or low back pain that goes down your arms, down your legs, sciatica, you've been diagnosed with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc, or stenosis, then please make the phone call, 412-906-9600. There's no cost, no obligation, complimentary MRI evaluation, and complete understanding. All of your questions answered before you go through the program. Just call the number and begin the process, 412-906-9600. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Scott, the patient in the program with Dr. Rafferty. Scott, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Talk about where you were prior to first encountering and getting treatment with Dr. Rafferty. What was it like?
Oh, it's pretty much probably like, you know, a lot of people out there. You pretty much hit the nail on the head with the sciatica, and the pains down my right leg were pretty extreme at times, and trying to sleep at night with your legs twitching and stuff like that, whether you want to call it restless leg syndrome or whatever. But I had pretty much all the characteristic problems of a back problem, and they took me in and fixed me right up.
How was it affecting your daily life? What were you not able to do that you couldn't wait and you were just hoping that someday you could do once again?
I think the biggest thing for me was getting a restful night's sleep. I mean, because I would lay in bed at night and the pain down, you know, down my lower back and into my hips and into my legs were just, it was excruciating at night most of the
time.
Just
lying down.
Yes, yes. It was just, you know, the sciatica pain. And it wasn't, I guess I kind of worked through it during the day as I was working, and it probably was sort of in the back of your mind all day long as you shuffled through life with back pain or with leg pain, but it was at night that was really difficult.
Hold on one second, Scott. Dr. Rafferty, the idea of being in so much pain you can't even lie down comfortably, is this something that you've encountered before?
We see a lot of patients in that condition. They come in and, you know, a lot of times they have to sleep in a recliner or, you know, a lot of times once they start to heal and they start to feel better, they'll tell us it's the first time in years that they actually slept in their bed.
Oh, wow. So what Scott's going through and what he went through, no surprise to you. Scott, so now that you've gone through the program with Dr. Rafferty, you comfortable lying down now, sleeping in bed?
Oh, yes. That and just everyday stuff that, you know, where you talked about, you know, how it affected your life during the day. You didn't realize how bad your back hurt until it quit hurting. You know, that's kind of a, you don't realize how bad you were until the pain is gone. You know, even through the everyday routines that you were doing, once that's gone, and it's easy to forget. You know, so if you overdo it a little bit, sometimes you know, I'll get a sore back because I've overworked myself, but you know, I give myself some rest and I'm right back in business again the next day. It's not a reoccurring problem anymore.
That is absolutely fantastic. I can just imagine what it must have been like for you to have, you know, relationship with your wife and, you know, kids, grandkids, neighbors, whatever it might be. If you're not getting the sleep that you need and you're dealing with pain all day long, I'm guessing at some point you were a bear to deal with it.
Well, you could probably ask my wife that, but I would probably say that's true.
I think she's nodding her head as you're talking to me right now. That's what I'm going to go with. I think I may have hit something on that one. Scott, I am glad that you are doing so well. For a moment, speak to the people who are listening who are dealing with back and neck pain about why you think they should make the phone call to 412-906-9600.
I just think if you, honestly, if you're having difficulty, you know, even if it's sleeping at night or bending over or lifting something or just walking, you have no idea what you're missing out on. And until you don't hurt every day, once the pain's gone, the quality of life comes back. I mean, everything starts to bloom again, more or less. So it's definitely turned your life around to, you know, be able to be living pain-free.
That's it. So the pain goes away, life gets better for you, and Mrs. Scott gets a smile on her face, too.
Exactly.
Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling
thank
in tonight,
you,
okay?
Oh, no worries. Thank you very much, and thanks to DISC Institute for, you know, fixing me back up.
Absolutely. The DISC Institute of Pittsburgh, the phone number 412-906-9600. The PittsburghDiscInstitute.com is the website. Final thoughts with Dr. Rafferty in a moment on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. Dr. Rafferty, final thoughts on tonight's show?
Well, Angino, my biggest thing is if you're tired of the pain and you're tired of just doing things that treat the pain, give us a call and give us an opportunity to explain everything to you and be a part of helping you turn everything around.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that for the spouses that are out there, the significant others that are out there that are dealing with somebody that is having a lot of pain, your life will greatly improve if you get this finally under control. Surgery's not going to do it. You need to make this phone call. Just go see. Once again, Doc, no cost, no obligation for the MRI evaluation?
That's right. We've kept it that way just so that they feel comfortable knowing that we can't help everybody. I'll do a full evaluation and we'll let you know whether we can help or not. And a lot of times if we can't help, we'll hope to, sometimes we'll give you some direction as to where you might be able to go to get some help.
Yeah, Doc, one of the things that I love about the way that you operate is that you are honest with people and say, listen, I can help you. I can't help you. I can help you. I can help you. But no, this isn't going to work. And you're not just taking their money, because so many other places are just about taking the people's money and just hope for the best. But that's not how you operate. And I think that's why, one, you've had the 98% success rate and you've done so well and you've had so many people who are willing to call in and give their testimonies about what you've done over the years here in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Disc Institute. Once again, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is the name of the company. The website is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Please call the phone number for a complimentary MRI evaluation. Here it is, 412-906-9600. Dr. Rafferty, thank you very much for your time.